Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents. You're listening to Luke and Brian on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. And Brian,
I've had this song in my head for like weeks.
There you go.
I really like songs that take the piano and just goes blink, 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 blink. It just gets in my, I don't know what it is, but yeah. It really does it for me.
We're talking the fallout of the hearings last night, as well as trying to weave in some Wisconsin headlines for you. And taking your calls, 844-967-2789. You could be like our friend Dick in Madison. Dick, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, good. Hey, you know what was going on over at Fox the end of the week before this came on last night? The executives there were going, the nerve of them doing this, the Queen having her platinum jubilee last week instead of this week. You know, that's what they cover over there last week when the gun violence stuff was going on and all the rest of it. But what's the over and under on this? If there's five of these, five more of them, and Peter Navarro hooks up and goes on Ari Melber's show after each one, what do you say after the fifth one that he just walks straight to jail? Because he'll hang himself out to dry that badly.
He might.
I didn't check out the Navarro interview from last night. What was he saying on there?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm sure it's going to be choice. He'll, he's so stupid.
I thought you had some kind of like big news drop to share, Dick. Come on, you hung me out to dry on that one.
He's going to hang himself out to dry.
Yeah, I mean,
he will, though. At some point, you know he's going to do something.
That's the thing, though, is they're doing it all out in the open. This whole thing was broadcasted from, as Pizza Box Mike mentioned, it was broadcasted from the day of the election in November for 2 months until January 6th. Like, there were ads spent on social media. There were, like, this isn't just some kind of freak accident that happened, as some people on the right want to believe. This isn't just, oh, it was sporadic, and the president bears no responsibility, and there were a few bad apples, but mostly it was just tourists on a tourist visit. Like,
see, this is just poor acting, is what it is. I'm a trained actor, right? And the Catholic Church actually outlawed acting because we were lying on stage. We were presenting not our true selves, right? So basically the art of acting is the art of lying, or the art of representing something that isn't necessarily yourself, or somebody else, representing somebody else as mm-hmm. yourself, right?
Yeah.
And that's the art in it. So they tell you to, they teach you how to root your lines or root your emotions in some sort of basis of reality of your own, so that you have something to go back to. So that, let's say you never had your brother die, you think about your puppy dying instead, and there's a basis of reality from which to draw your fake tears about the
yeah.
fake brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you don't even bother basing your lies in any sort of reality. You kind of just mix it all up and get everything confused, because there's nothing to go back to be the root of what the truth is. I mean, that's why there's no right-wing comedians, or at least the ones that are really not funny, and they do poop jokes and go, Hillary's a man, that type of crap. Because otherwise, they don't. Because good comedy is rooted in truth. You go in and you laugh at it because, ha, 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 that's funny enough to be true. It's rooted in truth, and when you have nothing rooted in truth, you fall apart, and that's why Navarro is going to fall apart as well, at least according to what Dick was talking about.
I believe it. I just didn't know if there was something specific said last night that Dick was alluding to. That's
No, I got you. I same here. He hooked me as well.
I wanted to know.
I do want to point out, though, now that we have only a couple minutes left, I want to point out a wonderful palate cleanser from last night that I like to pull out, and that's the wonderful, beautiful accent that Benny Thompson has. It's just wonderful. The investigation. He looks like he should be. He sounds like he should be holding on to suspenders at all times. My name is Bennett Thompson, and I alluded. We talked about the catheter analogy. You know,
I was just saying what commercials they skipped.
No, I got you. But we've talked about catheters at least twice in this commercial, and I really want to. and sometimes they're necessary, but also necessary is enemies. I'm sorry, enemas. enemas are necessary. Because Benny Thompson, when he said enemies, sounded like he was saying enemas. That's really what I'm getting to. Because, enemas of the United States. These people were the enemas of the United States. And it's an enema. there's an enema over there. There's an enema over there. They're all coming at me, the enemas.
I'm gonna have to re-listen to those portions then, because I don't know if I'll be able to unhear it now that you've said
couldn't
it.
I couldn't not hear that every time. And I was trying, like, again, this is what I go to, because again, he's talking about some really serious stuff, and yeah. I'm like,
you find the humor in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the other takeaways, and it was a little bit more of a, not necessarily a palate cleanser, but I was just pleasantly surprised by the fact that it was just Chair Benny Thompson and Vice Chair Liz Cheney talking.
Yeah.
This wasn't some of the like, as during when the impeachment hearings were broadcast live, there was no back and forth between, okay, this is a really serious charge and we're going to, can you please answer questions about this? And then you flip to the Republican side and it was like Jim Jordan whipping off his suit coat and just like,
and not looking at anything.
Yeah, just screaming. And there was no Matt Gaetz breaking in through the skiff with like a gas mask on and stuff like that. Like, there was none of that. And that was a nice, pleasant surprise.
Stuff
as well,
a serious investigation.
Because as we alluded to, the production value of this is going to be important if we're going to get Americans to watch it. And I thought it was a pretty solid first night of primetime hearings. The next two are going to be not primetime. But the more Americans get to see all of this information that is being entered into the congressional record, the better. And so I'm excited to continue on with these hearings, Brian. We're going to be keeping a close eye on them and broadcasting all of them live right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. You can stream it wherever you go on the Devil Radio app.
Hey, and don't worry if you missed any part of the documentary about the enemas. You can look at it on Ken Burns. He does a documentary on Ken Burns. You know, I just loved him. Documentary. Would you like to hear the documentary about the enemas?
It's going to be what it is. All comes down to, because nobody's going to be able to unhear that now, Brian. It's just going to, for the rest of the public hearings.
The enemas of the United States.
All right, folks. This is Ben.
And it's right, because they're going to clean it all out. They're going to clean it all out.
It does need to get cleaned out. And,
there's a lot of poop in there, and they got to get it out. A lot of things clinging on the inside of the bowels of the United States. And honestly, I think I'm now picturing Benny Thompson in like coveralls, like total coveralls, like with a big giant hose inside and like just cleaning out, but also with suspenders outside so he can say, oh, I'm cleaning it out. Getting the enemas out of the enema. The enemas of the United States
that
up in the enema.
That is what Brian is referring to these hearings as. The enema of the United States.
Are you saying enemies or enema? Yes, I am.
Folks, if you missed any portion of the big show, go check out the podcast, Dueling Tangents at devilradio927.com. We'll be back next week, 2 p.m., the next public hearing. Monday morning at 9 a.m.
I'll be back. You're going to be on a vacation. Maybe you're getting an enema.
I'll be with you in spirit. Folks, Devil's Advocates are coming up next. Have yourselves a great weekend.